A mole is an animal that burrows in the ground, or a spot on your chin that you gotta shave around. But there's another kind of mole of interest to me. That's the kind of mole they use in chemistry. A mole is a unit, or have you heard, containing 6 times 10 to the 23rd. That's a 6 with 23 zeros at the end. Much too big a number to comprehend. Now say you had a mole of pennies to distribute round the world. Give to each of the 5 billion grown-ups, boys and girls. There wouldn't be a single soul down and out of luck, cause everybody in the world would get $1 trillion. Or say you had a mole of paper and stacked it toward the sky. Paper's awful thin, but that pile would get so high, it'd reach up into outer space. In fact, I think you'd find it'd go up to the moon and back 80 billion times. And a mole is a unit, or have you heard, containing 6 times 10 to the 23rd. That's a 6 with 23 zeros at the end. Much too big a number to comprehend. Now suppose a mole of marshmallows fell upon the planet. Over each square inch of land and sea, you think that you could stand it? That layer would be 12 miles high and, of course, block out the sun. We're talking close to 5 million trillion tons. Well, maybe we could save ourselves if we all started eating one marshmallow each second. Not two, because that'd be cheating. With 5 billion people munching, how long you think it'd take? 40 million years, and that's without a bathroom break. And the mole is a unit, or have you heard, containing 6 times 10 to the 23rd. That's a 6 with 23 zeros at the end. Much too big a number to comprehend. But say you had a mole of atoms, would the pile be immense? Should I say the answer now or leave you in suspense? Well, atoms are so very, very small, you understand. You could hold a mole of atoms in the palm of your hand. So shake a little sugar in the middle of your palm. Now you don't want to spill it, so try and stay calm. You hardly can imagine and barely realize there are more atoms in that sugar than stars up in the sky. And a mole is a unit, or have you heard, containing 6 times 10 to the 23rd. That's a 6 with 23 zeros at the end. Much too big a number to comprehend.